Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Pretty short one, but there's some great and pretty scary stuff in here, so I'm sure you won't be bored. Let's get to it. I'm happy to say that today saw the largest protests yet in many cities across the country. In places like Washington, D.C., Brooklyn, and Philadelphia, the crowds were mind-bogglingly huge, tens of thousands. You can see it for yourself below. It's pretty impressive and inspiring. Though the comment sections prove just how successful disinformation, class warfare, and race warfare campaigns have been in poisoning the minds of a large swath of the population into opposing civil rights and upholding oppression, there is much work to be done. For instance, Yang tweeted this simple statement, "Asking to not get killed isn't asking very much." Yet there were still plenty of commenters who clearly found it too much to ask. We gotta figure out how to educate these people effectively. They are bumming me out and making me sick. Yang also said, quote, "Illusions are dying. The question is what takes their place and whether the truth is bearable," end quote. We need to make sure that what takes the place of those illusions is not even more damaging illusions. The two Buffalo officers who shoved the old man are now facing second-degree assault charges, so progress there. Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian has decided that his response to the Black Lives Matter movement will be to resign his position on the board of Reddit and ask that it be given to a person of color. Interesting move. Certainly unconventional. Not sure what to think about it, but I respect his determination to be a part of the solution. We talked about qualified immunity yesterday, the removal of which is a popular police reform item. If you want to learn more about it, there's a detailed article below. The short and skinny is that it invalidates any lawsuits against police, whether they broke the law or not, as long as there is no precedent for that exact kind of case. Simply put, if the police haven't been successfully sued for that exact crime before, you can't sue them for it. You can see why people want it gone. It's just a blatant disregard for the law. Forward United hosted a discussion on recent events between Ehlers, Heidi, James Treacle, and Giselle Huff, trying to make sense of the mess that our country has dug ourselves into. Giselle's perspective as a survivor of the Holocaust was very valuable, and she's scared. She says that anyone who thinks it can't happen here is mistaken. She sees the signs, the same signs that we discussed the other day in the fascism video, and she's depressed to see the country that saved her from fascism beginning to turn into its own worst enemy. This is something more Americans need to hear. We've become complacent in taking our democracy for granted. We think that it will always be there, that what happened in Germany can't happen here. Well, it can, and it is. And we need a resurgence of real patriotism, patriotism that is built around freedom and democracy. Anyone in American society being oppressed, any infringement of human rights, is a threat to all of us. We stand or fall together. Let us get back to that clarion call of patriotism. Mike Breuer held a virtual protest rally you can catch below. Unfortunately, I couldn't hear it well because the volume was insanely low. Mike has also set a new donation goal of $100,000 by June 14th. To kick off the last fundraising period. If you can spare it, he can put it to good use. Finally, I need you all to give a hearty happy birthday to Scott Santons, father of the modern UBI movement, soon to be historical figure, and birthday boy of the day. Can't say he didn't have a good turnout for the festivities. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Wish Scott happy birthday, watch and spread the Forward United discussion and the anti-fascism video, so we can save our country, help spread the word on coordinating with protesters to give the movement clear policy goals. If you're going out to protest, wear protection, especially on your eyes, head, and throat. If you get arrested while protesting, remember not to say anything without a lawyer. Whatever you choose to do, be wise, be safe, and act with measured purpose toward real solutions. And don't forget to Yang Daily.